I'm glad that you've chosen to listen to our messages from the Presbyterian Church of Barnet. I'm Howard Gaston, the pastor, and I believe that God's Spirit will speak to you during this time.
To those all around us, and we pray that these gifts today will continue to provide ministries, continue to help those in our community, in our church here, in our home, but also around the world. We pray all this in your name. Amen. You may be seated. So going back to that video of Mary and some of the things that she shared and some of the struggles she faced, can you imagine if you sat with her going through that, the 70-mile trip that she just finished, and say to her, you know, Mary, let go and let God. Or if she, you know, hears again that Joseph had another dream and that they had to flee to Egypt, you know, and live there, leaving family and friends again. Can you imagine somebody coming up to her and saying, you're never more safe than you are in God's will. Or how about her standing before her son on the cross and somebody coming up to her and saying, you know, Mary, God will never give you more than you can handle. We use these cliches in our lives, don't we? We think of these cliches ourselves when we go through difficult times. And in some level, they were created because they have a level of truth to them, and yet they don't fit. They don't fit the situation with Mary, and oftentimes don't fit our situations that we face. There may be another cliche that we heard in our scriptures today that we probably have used as a cliche. The Lord is with you. Well, great, but meanwhile, I still got to get through this. But yet, I think when the angel told Mary about her birth, about this child, about all the things that he was meant to be, this phrase, the Lord is with you, was more than just a cliche. And I think can be more than just a cliche for us. This phrase I found interesting when I was looking for it and studying it, shows up just about four times in the Bible, and shows up in some little other variations, but mostly shows up in the Old Testament, and I find it interesting in the situations that it shows up. Is first, Nathan tells David, the Lord is with you, when David says, I'm going to build a temple for the Lord. And Nathan says, no, you're not. You're a man of war. God's not going to let you build it. Your ancestors will build it. Your line will last forever. And in the midst of that disappointing news, Nathan reminds David, the Lord is with you. This whole mission, this whole plan is going to be something that God's going to work out. Then we've got also the great story about Gideon. And if you know anything about the story about Gideon, he's off taking care of wheat. He's hiding because he's afraid of the enemy around them. And the Lord shows up and says, oh, by the way, you're going to defeat these guys with a handful of people. And the Lord's with you. And the Lord was with Gideon in a powerful way to help him to defeat the armies that were oppressing Israel. And then we find in Matthew, the end of Matthew, a variation of this, when Jesus is leaving the disciples, he gives them the Great Commission to do what we are called to do as a church. And he says, I will be with you even to the end of the age. And so the Bible presents to us this promise about God being with us in the midst of difficult situations, in the midst of overwhelming circumstances. And so what does that mean if it's more than just a cliche? You know, as we go through this Advent time and think about this, to me it's fascinating. When we talk about our faith and about Jesus' birth, a lot of times it is clouded in a sense. And I love the Christmas decorations, don't get me wrong. I'm not a big advocate of that. I love the stuff. But it's all kind of clouded with all this beautiful stuff and innocence. We have, if most of us, a nativity scene. And we have, you know, this cute little baby Jesus. And such a sentimental time. And yet, this story right here, people wanted to kill this baby. People wanted to stop this event. People could not believe that this was happening. And this was God's will. This is what God wanted to do. This was God's love, God's truth, God's peace for all people. And yet, people wanted to destroy it, destroy him. And they thought they did. And I find it fascinating that even today in our world, when you and I and anybody else who stands up for love, peace, and truth, 9 chances out of 10 are going to get condemned, are going to be ridiculed. Do you know that people even today still get arrested for trying to be a person of love and peace? We haven't made it very far. And for us to hear the words, "The Lord is with you," does kind of sound empty, but yet I think there is a power in that, a reminder that we do not live in a world filled with marshmallow fluff and candy canes. We like to think that because I'm a Christian, everything's going to be okay. God is with me. Everything's going to be easy. Everything's going to be soft and fluffy. I don't think Mary thought that. And yet, the Lord was with her. Each one of us may have to deal with some difficulties. We may have to confront a family member who's destroying their lives and share with them that peace and love of Christ. And they may not receive it. Some may stand for some kind of injustice that is going on in the world, whether it's the immigrants or whatever issue that's going on, and do it because of their faith, and yet be ridiculed. Some of us may need to persevere through difficult times in our own personal lives, in our families. And the promise that we have is that we are going to go through that, Psalm 23, that valley of the shadow of death. But the Lord is with us. Now, I don't have a huge solution for why is that the case. You would think if we have this almighty God, this sovereign God, why everything can't be fixed now and say, okay, let's get back to that marshmallow fluff. But we don't. There is this struggle, and it's more than just the bad days. There is a struggle to stand up for what is right, a struggle to say, we're going to do this because God has called us to do this and to be this. Mary didn't have to do this. Mary didn't have to be the mother of the Savior. She could have said, you can get somebody else. I'm not doing this. This is too dangerous. This is too overwhelming. I'm just a girl. But she held on to that belief that no matter where they would have to go, no matter what they would have to go through, no matter how much tragedy they might see, the Lord is with her. So as we approach this Advent time, as we consider what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ in our lives, we all are called to remember that the Lord is with us through the good times, but also through those difficult times. There's not going to be a magic wand making everything better, but the Lord is with us. There is going to be a better purpose. There is going to be a better world in God's kingdom. And we will be rejected We will be criticized. We will be condemned for being loving, for being peaceful, for being Christ followers. Let's pray. God, we thank you that sometimes this Christmas story is hard. We love to fill it up with beautiful things of angels and stars and lights, and that's great. That's a lot of fun. But also, Lord, we are reminded today that it was not easy. It was not soft and gentle for Mary and Joseph throughout their lives as they raised Christ, as they went through all those struggles. But yet, they believed. They had faith. They continued to follow because you were with them. Lord, help us, no matter what situation we find ourselves in, with our families, with our own lives, with the situations that are going on all around the world, we pause, Lord, and know that you have called us to be your church and to face difficult situations and to know that you are with us in this world that so often is so contrary to your love and peace. Lord, give us strength, we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
I hope these messages have been a blessing to you for your life. And if you need any more assistance, be sure to contact the Presbyterian Church of Barnet in Vermont. Thank you.